by the foreknowledge and pre-plan of our Almighty God. This year also, we observe this Sunday as the World Sunday School Sunday. And yesterday, we met through Zoom platform as a celebration of Midwest Region Sunday School get-together and a World Sunday School celebrations. We participated along with our Bishop Isaac Mar Felixinos Thirumeni. And this day, in each church, we can see the students and teachers are leading their worship. In 1781, in England, Robert Reitz, he was a journalist, he started the Sunday school. And then after, each church, they formulated and they organized Sunday school, and also they taught their children. And they tried to nurture their children in the path of the Almighty Lord. As following their footsteps, our Sunday school Samajam also started in the year of 1905. So it had been already started in various churches, and then it officially started in 1905 at Maraman Convention. So we have a good Sunday school in Detroit, Marthoma Church too. Sunday school is an organization which is very much inevitable for a church. Talamuragala rupapadana. We try to formulating our next generation through Sunday school. So dear parents, I have only one request, that you send your children to our Sunday school, because they will get a systematic Bible study there, and they can be dedicated themselves before the Almighty God in the upcoming days too. That's a golden opportunity, and that's a wondrous opportunity which God is giving to your children. So utilize that opportunity in an effective manner. And kunjungal arengilum ഇതുവരെ സൺഡേ സ്കൂളിൽ പഠിക്കാത്തവരാരെങ്കിലും നമ്മുടെ ഭവനങ്ങളിലുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ക്രമമായി വരുന്നവരാരെങ്കിലും ഇല്ലെങ്കിൽ, സം സ്റ്റുഡൻസ് ആർ നോട്ട് റെഗുലർലി അറ്റൻഡിങ് ഇൻ ദി എൻഡ് അവർ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ. സോ ഡിയർ പേരൻസ്, സോ കീപ് ദീസ് ആസ്പെക്ട് ഇൻ യുവർ മൈൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ട്രൈ ടു സെൻഡ് യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ ടു അവർ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ. ഞാൻ ഈ മധുബഹായിൽ നിൽക്കുമ്പോൾ എനിക്ക് പറയാനായിട്ട് സാധിക്കും, ഞാൻ ഈ ശുശ്രൂഷയിലേക്ക് വരുവാനും എൻ്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഒരു പക്ഷേ ശുശ്രൂഷയിലേക്ക് വന്നില്ലെങ്കിലും ഒരു നല്ല വ്യക്തിയായിട്ട് ജീവിക്കുവാനുമുള്ള ഒരു സമർപ്പണം അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഒരു തീരുമാനം എടുക്കാൻ എന്നെ സഹായിച്ചത് അത് വേറൊന്നുമല്ല, എൻ്റെ സൺഡേ സ്കൂളാണ്. കാരണം സൺഡേ സ്കൂളിൽ പോയി പഠിക്കുന്നത് ചെറുപ്പം മുതൽ, അത് ജീവിതത്തിൽ നമ്മൾ അതിൻ്റേതായ ഒരു സീരിയസ് ആയിട്ട് നമ്മൾ എടുക്കുമ്പോൾ അത് നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിന് ഏറ്റവും അനുഗ്രഹത്തിന് കാരണമാകും എന്നതിന് യാതൊരു സംശയവുമില്ല. So we are living in a busy world, and we have to engage and partake so many activities. So dearly parenting is an inevitable factor that we need to be addressed. In the parenting ina kurichu vigalamaya chindagalana kunjungal enganeyum halannullu ennulla oru chinthay anganonnum alla nammal avare valartanam ennaanu valartanam ennu parayumbol endengil kadikkan kodukka പോക്കറ്റ് മണി കൊടുക്കുക, അടിച്ചു പൊളിക്കാൻ അവസരം കൊടുക്കുക എന്നുള്ളതിനേക്കാൾ അപ്പുറമായി, വി ഹാവ് ടു മെയിൻറ്റെയിൻ എ സെൽഫ് ഡിസിപ്ലിൻ ഇൻ അവർ ഫാമിലി. നമ്മുടെ കുടുംബത്തിൽ ആദ്യം ഒരു സ്വയശിക്ഷണം, ഒരച്ചടക്കം നമ്മൾ ക്രിയേറ്റ് ചെയ്യണം. നമ്മൾ ഫാമിലി പ്രെയർ നിർബന്ധമായിട്ടും നടത്തണം. അതിൽ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾ പങ്കെടുക്കുന്നുണ്ടെന്ന് ഉറപ്പു വരുത്തണം. ദിവസം രണ്ട് നേരം നമ്മൾ ഫാമിലി പ്രെയറിൽ ഒരുമിച്ച് പങ്കെടുക്കണം കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളോട് ചേർന്ന്. The whole family should attend in that family prayer, and so that we can regain our strength to face the reality. Innathe kunjangalkku oru pakshe yaadharthyathe abhimukhikkan avarku sadhikkunnundo ennoru nammal chindikkanam. Avarude emotions okke oru peripheral aayittu maarunnundo ennu nammal onnu chindikkanam. Appol nammada kudumbathil ഒരുമിച്ചിരുന്ന് ചേർന്ന് ഒന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുകയും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചൊരു ദിവസം ആരംഭിക്കുകയും ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ അതൊരു വലിയ അനുഗ്രഹമാണ്. സോ ഡിയർലി ബിലവഡ് പേരൻസ് ആൻഡ് എൽഡേഴ്സ്, യു ട്രൈ ടു ഇൻവൈറ്റ് ഓർ മേക്ക് ആൻ അറേഞ്ച്മെൻറ്റ് ടു പാർട്ടിസിപ്പേറ്റ് ഫാമിലി പ്രെയർ അലോങ് വിത്ത് യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ സോ ദാറ്റ് യു ക്യാൻ റീഫോം ദം ആൻഡ് റീക്രിയേറ്റ് ദം ആൻഡ് യു ക്യാൻ ഗീവ് ഗുഡ് വാല്യൂസ് ടു ദെയർ ലൈഫ്. ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ബി ഹെൽപ്ഫുൾ ഫോർ ദെയർ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ ലൈഫ് ടു. അവർക്ക് നല്ല ജോലി ചെയ്തോട്ടെ, താമസിക്കുന്ന സ്ഥലത്തെ കൾച്ചറുമായിട്ടൊക്കെ ഇടപെട്ട് പോട്ടോട്ടെ, യാതൊരു കുഴപ്പവുമില്ല, അവർ ഏത് ഭാഷ വേണമെങ്കിലും സംസാരിച്ചോട്ടെ, നോ പ്രോബ്ലം. പക്ഷേ ആ ദൈവവുമായിട്ടുള്ള ബന്ധത്തിൽ ജീവിതത്തിൻ്റെ യാഥാർത്ഥ്യങ്ങളെ അഭിമുഖീകരിക്കാൻ അവർക്ക് ശക്തി ലഭിക്കണം. അതുകൊണ്ട് കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ ആ രീതിയിൽ വളർത്തുവാൻ പേരൻസൊക്കെ പ്രത്യേകമായിട്ട് ശ്രദ്ധിക്കണം. കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളോട് യു ഷുഡ് റെസ്പെക്റ്റ് യുവർ പേരൻസ് ആൻഡ് എൽഡേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഒബേ ദെയർ കമാൻഡ്സ് ബിക്കോസ് ദേ ആർ ലവിങ് യു ആൻഡ് ദേ ആർ വർക്കിംഗ് ഫോർ യു ആൻഡ് ദേ ആർ പ്രൊവൈഡിങ് എവറി ഫെസിലിറ്റി ഫോർ ദ ബെറ്റർമെൻ്റ് ഓഫ് യു. സോ യു ഓപ്പൺ യുവർ ഐസ് ആൻഡ് ഒബേ യുവർ പേരൻസ് ആൻഡ് വോക്ക് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദെയർ കമാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ഡിസൈഡ് അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദെയർ ആൻഡ് യു ടു മേക്ക് എ ഡിസിഷൻ അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദം സോ ദാറ്റ് യു ക്യാൻ ഓൾസോ ഫോർമുലേറ്റ് യുവർ ഓർ ട്രാൻസ്ഫോം യുവർ ലൈഫ്, മേക്ക് യുവർ ലൈഫ് ആസ് എ ബ്ലെസ്സിങ്. മേ ഗോഡ് ബ്ലെസ് യു ഓൾ. ടുഡേ അവർ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ, വൺ ഓഫ് അവർ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ ടീച്ചർ ആൻഡ് വൺ ഓഫ് അവർ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ സ്റ്റുഡൻറ്റ് ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഷെയർ ദി വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ഫസ്റ്റ് ഐ ഇൻവൈറ്റ് ജെയ്ഡൻ റെജി ടു ഷെയർ ദി വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ദെൻ ഇമ്മീഡിയറ്റ്ലി ആഫ്റ്റർ സൺഡേ സ്കൂൾ ടീച്ചർ ഡോക്ടർ സുമ തോമസ് വിൽ ബി ഡെലിവർ മെസ്സേജ് ടു. നൗ ഐ ഇൻവൈറ്റ് ജെയ്ഡൻ റെജി ടു ഷെയർ ദി വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. പ്ലീസ് കം ഫോർവേഡ്.
Let's try that again. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. All right. I want to first thank the Lord God Almighty for giving me this opportunity to stand here today and speak on His Word. I also want to thank Santosh Ashin, as well as Tenny Chechi, Biju Uncle, and Suma Chechi for their guidance. So we're going to be talking about the gospel portion for today, which was John chapter 6. Verses 1 through 14. So if everyone can turn their Bibles to John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. I'm just going to read a few select verses from John chapter 6, starting with verse 5. John chapter 6, verse 5. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many? And then verse 11, Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish as much as they wanted. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning, this World Sunday School Day. Lord, this day that we celebrate your children, Lord, enlighten us with your truth, enlighten us with your word, that we may be enlightened with your word as we look into this passage of your great miracle, feeding the 5,000, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right. This is a very familiar passage to us, Jesus feeding the 5,000. It's very fitting, I think, for this day, for World Sunday School Day, for two reasons. The first reason is that as Sunday school kids, we're taught this passage. This is one of the first lessons that we're taught, Jesus feeding the 5,000. It's one of the greatest miracles. It's a miracle recorded across all four Gospels. And the second reason is because we see the faith of a boy, and we can really learn through his actions. And today's theme for World Sunday School Day is children partakers in Christ's concerns. So we're going to look at the actions of this boy, the boy with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and circulate back to this theme of partaking in Christ's concerns. So the first point that I want to talk about is that this boy is prepared for Jesus Christ. So to give some context, Jesus has fled to across the Sea of Galilee to the hills of Bethsaida. He's been fleeing controversy because there's too much attention around him. He knows when his time is to leave, when his time is for the Jewish authorities to persecute him, but now is not that time, so he flees beyond the Sea of Galilee to the hillside of Bethsaida. And Jesus is preaching and teaching during this time because crowds have followed him, and he has compassion on those crowds. So in the other account of Jesus feeding the 5,000 in Luke, in Luke's gospel, we can see in Luke chapter 9, verses 11 to 12, it reads this. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and cured those who need healing. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place. So Jesus has compassion on the crowd, and he preaches, and he teaches, and he heals for this entire length of day. Luke says, the day began to wear away. So now we're around the time of sunset, evening is approaching, and at this point, Jesus must be exhausted, the people must be exhausted who are listening to Jesus. And you would assume that people coming to see Jesus, to follow him, they went on this journey to see him, that they would bring some food, right? But what we see is only this boy, or it looks like, brings food out of 20,000 people. The text says there were 5,000 people, 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is around 20,000 people. But around out of all these 20,000 people, it's this boy who has his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish that Jesus chooses. So Isaiah 55, verse 2 to 3 reads this. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live. So here, God is calling us to come to him. But like this boy prepared for Jesus with his food, with his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, how are we prepared daily to receive Christ in our life? Matthew 4, verse 4 is probably the best example that we can look at Jesus when he's being tempted in the desert by the devil. Matthew 4, verse 4 reads, but Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the boy is prepared with food. How are we nourished? How are we prepared for God? And we do that by preparing ourselves with God's word. The second point that I want to talk about is the boy's poor offering. The boy's poor offering. If we look at the verse where the boy is originally seen, verse 9, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. So in biblical times, barley is actually a food for the poor man. It's a poor food. It's a cheap food. But nonetheless, this is what the boy offers up for Jesus and for his miracle. Mark 12, verse 41 to 44 is another example of this poor offering that comes to Jesus. And this is about the widow in the temple who offers all that she has into the treasury. Let's read Mark 12, verse 41 to 44. And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came in and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. So we see through both the boy's offering, which is a poor offering, through this woman, this widow, who offers all she has at the temple, that the poor offering is sufficient for Jesus Christ. And Psalms 51, verse 17 reads, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise." So whatever offering we have, whether it's poor or rich, it's sufficient for Jesus Christ. Now the third point is that the boy places all that he has in Jesus' hands. Let's try to understand what this boy is thinking. His mother maybe packed this lunch for him, and he's listening to Jesus talking and healing. And he doesn't need this miracle to happen. He has the food. He has the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. But still, he gives it up for Jesus. Matthew 6, verse 33 reads, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." There was no incentive for the boy to give up his meal, but he did it for the glory of God, and others reaped the benefits. He was able to eat maybe a little more than he had, and everyone else was able to eat as well. Ephesians 3, verse 20 reads this, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us." God is able to multiply what we have, but it takes a small effort from us. And the condition is that we surrender to him. So let's look at this example of this boy who surrenders all he has. He surrenders his lunch for the sake of God's kingdom. And God multiplies that 10, 100, many times fold. The fourth point that I want to talk about is that this boy participates in God's plan. This boy participates in God's plan. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9 reads, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building." God's miraculous plan is accomplished through his willing people. And we're never just lost in the crowd. This boy was not just lost in the crowd, but he became an important character who contributed to this miracle. And one question that we can ask that really illustrates this example of participating in God's plan is the question, why do we pray? Why do we pray? We're called to pray by Jesus, by God, even though he knows our needs. Psalm 139, verse 4 reads, "Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether." God doesn't need our help, but he often deliberately restrains his work until he has our participation. Jesus didn't need the boy, but he used him for God's glory. As long as we put our best foot forward and participate in God's plan, God will make great things happen. So to recap, we talked about the first point, the 4 P's. The boy is prepared for Jesus. How are we prepared for Jesus in our lives? It should be by preparing with God's word. Point number 2, the boy had a poor offering, but still it was sufficient for Jesus. Point number 3, the boy places all that he has in Jesus' hands. He places all that he has in Jesus' hands. And finally, the boy participates in God's plan. He participates in God's plan. Now I invite Simichechi to deliver the word of God as well.
Thank you to our Father God Almighty, to Sando Shichen and our Sunday School Superintendent, Bijongo, for giving me this opportunity to share God's word with all of you today. We were already privileged to hear from Jaden on a child's role in following Christ. I wanted to discuss 2 topics today, the importance of kudoshido and how we as parents, teachers, and adults of this church can help our children to be partakers of Christ. Today we celebrate not only World Sunday School Day, which for the Marthoma community started officially with the 1905 initiation of the Sunday School Samajam, but also kudoshido, which is the beginning of our liturgical year. It is a time of reflection and sanctification from both a personal and community perspective. As we get ready to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, are we following his Father's will to live in his ways? Sanctification is God's will for us. The word sanctification itself is related to the word saint, Both words have to do with holiness. To sanctify something is to set it apart for special use. To sanctify a person is to make him holy. We as Christians are made holy in a sense with baptism and through the sacrifice of Jesus when he died for our sins. This does not mean a free pass to commit sin. God sent Jesus to sanctify us. We must also go out into the world to allow God to use us for sanctification. We do this through obedience to God, awareness of temptations, and unwavering strength to overcome, and the faith to move a mountain, even with the faith the size of a mustard seed. All of us have gone to the doctor's offices, and one of the first things the nurse does is take our vitals. So in keeping with that pattern, I wanted to share the vitals of our role in helping our children being partakers of Christ. First, we see height and weight. As mentioned in 1 Samuel 16:7, which states, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." In a world that is focused on outer beauty or lack thereof, we as Christians should focus on the beauty of Christ through our inner selves. Are our children behaving in a way that will make our church proud, or are they following the sins of the world? Can we commit to Luke chapter 2, verse 52's words of, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man"? How can we do this? By educating our children on the Holy Word. Bring them to Sunday school, where our motto speaks for itself. Come to Jesus and bring every child to Jesus. Help them gain the height that's needed to stand well above the sins of the world. Give them the strength of the Bible to carry all the weight the world will throw at them in the forms of temptation, trials, and tribulations. Next, we have blood pressure and heart rate. Both are controlled by the heart. Our heart, from an anatomy standpoint, is responsible for giving us the blood to carry out all functions of the body. From a literary standpoint, the heart represents love. What does the Bible say about the heart? In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, God says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove you from your heart of a stone and give you a heart of flesh." He wants us to be obedient. As we heard from today's epistle, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." To expect obedience from our children, we must ourselves show obedience to the Lord. And how can we do this? By being an example. We Christians, we need to be an everyday Christian. This means family prayer. All of us have busy lives with work, school, activities, and just life in general. I too struggle with this, but it's humbling to stop and think the reason I am able to even move a finger today is thanks to God. So why can't I give him a small portion of my day in meditation? Let's show our children that God is not just at church, but everywhere. Oxygen saturation, one of the most important vitals, because it literally keeps us alive. Without air, we all die. This is how we should see our Christian bodies. Without faith, we die. How do we keep the faith and, more importantly, share that faith with our children? By exemplifying the pure fact that our oxygen is God's word. All of our doubts, fears, worries, and sadness will be addressed by the word. The Bible is just more than just 66 books. It is more than a storybook of our history. It is our guide, our direction, our purpose in life. The word of God is a lamp under our feet and a light unto our path, as mentioned in Psalm 119:105. Lastly, we have temperature. Too high is a fever and too low is hypothermia. This is like our earthly devotion and responsibility to our children. Too little involvement can cause a drift in proper guidance, while too much involvement can shut them down. Similar to an elevation in temperature, do our tempers as parents ever get to a point where our children stop listening? Could we be better communicators? Rather than stating the all too famous phrase, because I said so, when our children ask why they must follow a directive by us, could we call on the Lord to give us the patience to explain to our children? Isaac and Maya can tell you I am very strict and always say we're Malayalis and not Americans, meaning I hold them to a different set of standards and a higher standard than the culture they see every day. In the same respect, I expect them to come to church and behave. They know that I'm not the only one watching. There are multiple eyes that are watching. This is what I ask of the church community. They're to be parents of not only your children, but the children of our church. Share the Christian responsibility of watching over all the children of this church. Show them that there are many eyes watching, many ears listening, many hands and hearts ready to love and guide them to God. Today's Gospel of John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, referenced Jesus feeding the 5,000 thanks to a little boy who gave 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. This is a story that exemplifies our Marthama Sunday School motto of come to Jesus and bring every child to Jesus. At the end of the day, keep in mind the words in Hebrews 3:14, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. We have to keep hanging on, faithful and trusting that God, in his perfect work, has everything under control. Please bow our heads as we lead into prayer by Gia, followed by Sarah Andy.